A good morning, boys. Lili Nishmasim Yerosh Yusuf Mordechai Eluschos Bnei Akiva Simcha Ben Fego. We are now live by Reb Shaila. Look at this. I mean, I don't know if this is a live picture, but I just printed it. That's why I'm a shtickle late. So if you're in Kiristir and you're live and you're not part of the shir, speak to Shalom Rand. This, Rabbi Yisai, is Yossi Klein after he stood on his feet for 11 hours giving out Gemaras. What do you do after 11 hours? You do the daf. It looks like he's sleeping. I don't know. I also had a Shaila. Rabbi Yisai, we have a bunch of guests here. What's your name?
Galili.
Galili.
Shalom.
Shalom Galili. Shalom. From where?
From Marashkol.
You're Marashkol. And here, wie ze heißt ihr? Shalom Aleichem. Chaim Goldring. From? You live here. Was hast du, Dalton? Wow. Was ist das? The Macht ist a Shekel. It looks very old. It's old. Was ist das? I don't understand these things. What do you have? Like a guy in bed, you happen to have it. This is what you do for a living? Am I supposed to open this? You let open it? There's a letter in there. The boy said, look at this. Unbelievable. I'm a descendant of the Machzah Shekel. Unbelievable. Wow. And you, how long are you watching this year? He's undercover. Wow. Beautiful. Yishkoyach Gadol. Thank you. Appreciate it. Chazak v'ematz. But I should read this first. I joined Yeshir a while ago. Was looking for a place to learn the daf. Nothing else. Yeshir was pretty just for that. Slowly it changed. Started with emails, sponsorships, and so on. Very commercialized, etc. Was very skeptical. But this whole thing was not the good old Shir I joined. But seems this brings so many more people close to the Torah. And that's the main goal. I am very, very impressed by your dedication and hard work. You're simply amazing. Only bracha. The only bracha I can bless you. Yiratza in shekol yoytze meyecha yukamayscha. P.S. Playing with them basketball or so can help. Your brother from another mother. Yishkoyach Reb Yosef. Now, what is this? This goes together? Let's see. What is this? Wow. Why? Eretz Yisrael. Check this out. Yeah. I've never seen English letters on an Israeli license plate. Unbelievable. The first. Unreal. Wow. Anybody else have gifts? We got to learn some Torah, no? So, I mean, who else is here? You guys. Ben Bergi. Mashu Gazer. It's getting. 5 times to drive him from Yerushalayim to Ramat Beit Shemesh. 5 times to going back to Miami. So, Tzeiskum Mishkolim. Wow, unbelievable. What are you guys? You guys related? All Mishpocha. Jeez. All the nephews. Okay. Wow. Bezer Hashem, you'll join the Shir also. Full time. Don't tell me you're doing it already. No, I just can't hear it. Who else? Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? Srol Folder from Far Rockaway. Unbelievable. The guy is, okay, I'll tell you the truth. He watches a bunch of shiurim. You ready for shiur? Okay. He watches the competition also, but it's okay. We'll let him go this time. 1 minute, hold on a second. What? Did you really watch it? This is a picture of Yitzi Hissiger, Ari Morrison from the Art Scroll Chevra, and Yossi Klein. Take a look. They came to visit the booth. Who else do we have? And we're gonna start learning soon. Willie Balk on the left from Inglewood, New Jersey. Shruli Adler from Muncie in the center, and Shlomo Zalman Friedman all the way over here. This Shlomo Zalman Friedman, Balk, and Adler in the middle. Very nice. Okay, Raboisai. Yeah, one more thing. What? What are you showing me? We're live in Kiristir. Pshee! All right.
Don't quit your day job.
What's the song? What's the No.
Hey, Bubba, night, Missouri, night, Missouri, night, and be in shy and Moise. I'm shy and Moise. All
right, whatever. They'll teach us the niggin later. The Paradis HaKoilo for the Chodesh is Chaim from Lakewood. Mesechus Titus is dedicated by the Kessler and David's family is Refuah Shleimah for Miriam Mess and Bas Dvoira. Paradis HaKoidesh, Kislev, sponsored by Yoili. For Lilu Nishmas, his father's sister in Shver. Paradis HaKoidesh, Reuven Klein, for his mother, Nechama Bas Kolev. And by the Hannah's brothers, Paranosei HaKoidesh. That's you? You're related?
Related.
Yes, if you're related, say their name.
Hannah Sabzeter brothers.
And the Safsida brothers and the Crispin, very nice. Is related. Benazara families, and Shlomo Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. By Dobby Reich, commemoration of the first yard side of longtime Chicago Rabbinical Council, Bezdin of America, Av Bezdin, and Ellie's great uncle, Harav Gedalia Dov Ben Harav Avrom Schwartz. He's unbelievable. Talmud Chacham, Reverend for his towering intellect and renowned for his midas and chesed, humility, and shalom, and achdus. Rabbi Schwartz was a distinguished Rav and leader of American Jewry for over 60 years. I'm only reading this long drasha because he happens to be related somewhat. He's my mother's uncle, I think. So yeah, he married my mother's uncle. Avram Weinreb, going to contract on a Dira, an RBS Dalid. Is there such a thing as RBS Dalid? It's called RBS? Okay, beautiful. Mazel tov, welcome. Somebody lied to him, said it's on the same block as as MDY or something. Huh? That's you? You got suckered into Dalid?
7 minutes from here. Oh, yeah.
By car? Yeah. By Tussis. What are you going to do on Shabbos? We don't give shiur on Shabbos. Okay. Ravoy said, today's Daf Tezvav. And we're holding all the way up. I don't know. I didn't count. Maybe 15 lines up. I'm going to ask the guys in Kiristir. Does anybody in Kiristir know what Anche Maimed is? What is it? Anche Maimed. Anche Maimed. Anybody? Besides this guy? No. What's Anche Maimed? Okay. Nobody knows. How about in here? Anybody know here? Say it. Don't be shy. We're going to get there. So we learned like this. Oh, by the way, I have to say this. Ugh. Okay, we got to start learning. I know. It's 53. But last year, the same thing happened. It was the Yahrzeit of Rav Shteiman. And I wrote this last year. And I have it in my drawer for a whole year, so I have to say. Tonight is his Yahrzeit. Rav Shteiman's Yahrzeit. Two quick things. A guy came to him to ask him, the famous story, but I have to repeat it. Came to ask him, should we throw out this bachar? He did a terrible thing. We got to throw this bachar out of yeshiva. So Rav Shteiman said, okay, what's his mother's name? Let's daven for him. So the guy says, I don't know. He says, you're the Rosh Shiva, and you don't know this guy's full name with his mother's name, and you want to throw him out of yeshiva? Get out of here. First we dive him for a bachar, then we throw him out. That's one. Then the famous video, and I wrote this down word for word back then, and I want to say this over. A very famous character here in Eretz Yisrael that has many koilim. I'm not going to go into his name or anything because it might be Lashon Hara. He came to him and he said, there's a story where an almana married a guy, and the guy has some of the his kids in a certain cheder, and she also wants to now, they want to go together, all the kids should go to the same cheder. So what's the problem, he asks? He says, they say that she's a little modern, she's a little, not in the same thing as the cheder. He says, and who said it? The kid, sir, he says, one of the parents of the school said so. So he says, that parent is Balgaiva, something like that. And he goes, it's Gaiva, Gaiva, Gaiva. He was mad. It's just Ragaiva, Ragaiva, Shundavacher, Shundavalo. Lotach Shoshir Shemaim, Gaiva, 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 100% Gaiva. So the guy looks at Rav Shteiman after the whole Gaiva, and he says, but even though the guy that said it is a Choshev Avreich, he says, so then he's a Grace of a Gaiva. Okay. End of the story. Everybody take what they need to take from it, but even though he lived in Bnei Brak his whole life, and he was a real Bnei Brakir, and he gave the other shir, the parallel shir, I was by Ramicha Yudel Lefkovich, and he gave the other shir Gimel in Shivik Tanav Panovich. He was a real Bnei Brakir through and through, but he wasn't. I mean, these things didn't mean anything to him. All right, Zogta Gemara, Ubishila Sholem. We're talking about, so just to review, if it doesn't rain, so we do a series of three fasts. Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni. If it, it still doesn't rain, you wait a little bit, whatever you wait, and then you do again. Sheni, Chamishi. And if that doesn't work, you do a series of seven fasts. Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, Sheni, Chamishi, right? What is the difference over here? And if this doesn't work, then we don't even say hello to each other. Now it's serious stuff. We don't say hello. Says the Gemara, Tarabon, Chaverim, Ein, Sheila, Sholem, Binayin. So between the time of the Chacham and the Anoda, this halacha, you don't say Shalom to each other. But listen to this. Ami Aretz. Okay, for the guys in Kiristir that don't know the Shir very well. If you're an Ami Aretz, you're one of this. Amaritz. You probably don't know halachas. You don't know that it says in halacha. You ever go to the Oval House, and if people sat shiv, people know the halachas. Other people might not know the halachas. You walk in there, hey, Eli, what's going on? Shalom Aleichem. What are you supposed to do now? Now let's say hello. Now let's say back. You're in Oval House. So we'll call them Amaratzim. A lot of people are Amaratzim. Baruch Hashem, when it comes to these halachas, they don't really know. They're not familiar. What do you do? Says the Gemara, don't be mean. You have to be nice. So, it's a halacha. And I could be machmir. And I'm like, no, shake it. What are you doing? Say hello to me. Mshuga. You don't know. It's a fast day today. Kovid Roish, suffer brura, so that they shouldn't be upset and say, look, this is how Talmid Chacham act. This is what a Rav does. He yells. Vehein misa'atfim v'yoshim ka'avi. These Talmid Chachamim have to dress up and sit ka'aveilim uchim nudin like people that are nidui kivnei odam and izufin la'makam. Like a Baruch Hu put them in cherem. That's what a Kosh Baruch Hu is doing. He's not giving us rain to make a point. You guys are nidui. You're not acting correctly. Ad shirachmu aleim in ha'shamayim. Omar Rebbe Lazar. Ein Adam Choshev Rishoy Lipal Al Ponov. We're talking about in time of the Gemara, Lipal Al Ponov is literally to fall on your face. When you do Nefilas Apayim, today we go like this for Tachanun, but they used to literally lay flat on the floor. Lipal Al Ponov. If you're Adam Choshev, let's say you're a Rebbe, and everybody believes that you're Baal Moifes and everything, and all your Tefilas happen. And they, so you're going to get in front of everybody, going to fall on your face, and make a whole to do, and look, we're going to dive in for rain, and nothing. So people are going to make fun. They're going to say, look, he's chashev, what? He can't even get rain. What, he's going to tell me if I'm going to have a boy or a girl? You know, you go to the Rebbe, you're going to have a boy. 50% of the chance. 50, how many times? Fine. Love Hashanah. But how is he going to make moifsim if, or people just, it's not good. It's not good for business. It's not good for, it's a chil Hashem. People are going to say, look at him. LMK Nanaki Yeshua ben Nun. If he's on the level like Yeshua ben Nun that he's answered all the time, then okay, do it in public. Shinema Vyama Shem Yeshua Kum Loch. Lomazata Noifala Ponecha. Why are you falling down for the tefillah? Vomar Ribbalah Zainod Khoshav Shoy Lachgar Sak, LMK Nanaki Yayaram ben Achov. You can't wear a sack unless you were answered like Yehoram ben Achov. What happened over there? This is a very, very sad story. We actually touched it. The other day when we were speaking about Yoel, then what? 7 years of a fast, very good. My brother from another mother knows his Navi. So the fast was so bad. Listen to this story. It's a very, very sad story. A woman comes to Yoram the king. He's a Rasha, not a good guy. Comes to him and she says, listen, I want to take this woman to the Dentira. Yesterday we sat and we ate her child. We ate him for breakfast. And she promised. Yesterday, we ate my child. And she promised that the next day, which is today, we're going to share her child. We're going to eat it. And the mother played a shtick. She ran away with the child. What do we do? She's bringing the other woman to the Entira. I want to eat that child. Yehoram, the king, he couldn't believe it. He was in shock. Like, it finally hit him. What's going on? People don't have food. They're coming to the Entira about eating another person's child or not. So he tore his big day malchus. And what was revealed underneath, Klal Yisrael saw that he was already sitting besak. He already had a sack underneath his clothing. What does the Gemara say over here? He's Nana. So I want to just point something out. Yehoram was a Rasha. but HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. You see from here, L'chaira, even a Rasha, who davens properly and means what he's saying and sincere in his davening, he could be a Rasha like Yehoram. Nana, the famine was over the next day. It was over. It's unbelievable that you saw it. You don't have to be the Gal Adar to daven even a simple person, worse than a simple person, a Rasha Marusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to him. Shenema v'yichishmoy ha-melech z'divri ha-isha v'yikra ez begodov v'oiver al-achoyma v'yara om. And the nation saw v'nei asak al-besara. He's already wearing it. V'omar Rebbe Lazar lo ya'kol b'kriya. Not everybody gets to rip their clothing lo ya'kol b'nefila. Not everybody falls on the face. Moish v'arim b'nefila. Somebody who's on a level of Moish v'arim, all they need to do is fall. And that's it. They don't have to rip their clothes. It doesn't cost them anything. They just get down on the floor. Yeshua v'kolev b'kriya. However, Yeshua and Kalev, they must tear their clothing like Avelos. It says Mufurish that they fell on their face. Yeshua ve Kalev bekriya dechsiv ve Yeshua ben Nun ve Kalev ben Yifuna karu big dayem. It says Mufurish that they tore their clothing. Maskelur zero v'tem Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni yihavik siv Yeshua ketiko hamris hashda dechsiv ve Yeshua. So here's the psukim. I guess you could just look in the Gemara if you want. But this is pasuk after pasuk, and it says va'yipol Moshe Aaron al pneim, etc. So it says they did nefilas apayim. Pasuk vav, one pasuk afterwards, it says v'yishua binu v'kol v'yifuna kor big dayim. So the Gemara says, since it says vav Moshe v'alinyan rishon, the pasuk vav is in addition to pasuk hey, so it's telling us that Yeshua binun and kalev, not only did they rip their clothing, but it's vav Moshe, they also al pneim and also karu. Okay, so we're just talking about the same theme. Milachim bekima v'sarim b'shtachavaya. That what? La'asid la'avay by the geula. Mirz Hashem b'kariv mamish. The kings of the world are going to stand up for Klal Yisrael. But that's just the kings. The sarim, they are going to bow. We're holding on Daf Tes Vav Omid Aleph. Livzoy Nevesh Nesoyev Goy Levin Moishlim Melachim Yiru V'Kamu. So it says Mefurish that they are going to stand, the Melachim are going to stand. V'sarim B'shtachavayi D'chsiv. Where does it say it? In that same exact Pasuk. Sarim V'yishtachavu. Just want a very interesting thing I saw today, so I just want to share with the Ayilam a tidbit. There's a bacher that came to yeshiva, and he said that nowhere in Chas can you find three daf in a row that doesn't mention the name Rabba and Rava. That's what he said. And he's willing to bet 400 shekel on it. So Bacher took up the bet, and they went through Chas until they got to this daf. They found it right here, daf tes yudalet, tes vavet, tes zayin. Don't have the word Rava and Rabba, and they brought him to the entire. He said, well, I heard it from my Rebbe. And they said, too bad, you lost. Turns out that the Rebbe said Abai v'Rava, not really Rabba and Rava, but I just thought it was interesting that these three daf don't have Abai and Rava. So, all of Shas. You can't go all of Shas without bumping into Abai and Rava. They pask him that he doesn't have to pay because he's basing it on his Rebbe, and that's an asmach, the asmach l'ikan. Fine. Just thought I'll point it out. Says Gemara, Maskelo Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Tamer, Rebbe Shmuel, Ban Achmeini, Yehavik Siv, Vissarim, Yishtachavu, Kitka Amras. If it would say Vav, Vissarim, fine. Hashduch Siv, Sarim, Vishtachavu, Havaha, Avod. Both of them, Vishtachavu, they have to add the Yishtachavaya to standing up. Omer Rachma Yitzchok, Avani Omer, Loya Kolo Eiro, Veloya Kolo Simcha, same theme. Not everybody's going to be zoichet to the light, and not everybody is going to be zoichet to the simcha. Tzadikim la'ira v'yisharim la'simcha. Which one is greater, yisharim or tzadikim? Yisharim, says Rashi, is greater than a tzadik. Somebody who's yashar is greater than it, whatever that means, is greater than a tzadik. So, the tzadikim, they get the light. The yisharim get simcha. Tzadikim la'ira d'chsiv orzer ola tzadik. Yisharim simcha d'chsev, uli yishrei leiv simcha, they get the light. I just thought, this is the famous story with the I forgot his name. What's the famous that everybody goes to this cave in Yerushalayim? Zvil, yeah. Zvil, yeah. What's his name, the full name? Yerushalayim Zvil. So, I think it was him. Pretty sure it was him. That he said, he used to call everybody tzaddik. Yeah, my tzaddik, and tzaddik, tzaddik. So he went over to one of his balabatim and he said, my tzaddik, what's that? He says, I'm doing great, but I want to do a shidduch with the Rebbe. I'm a tzaddik and you're a tzaddik, so my daughter should marry your son. So he said, yeah, but there's different levels of tzaddikim. There's different tzaddikim. We don't, okay. So over here also, there's a tzaddik and there's a yashar. There's different things. There's different levels. Hajun aloch mei mosai. Hajun aloch mei mosai. Hajun aloch mei mosai. The following Mishnah is the official Mishnah sponsored Latzlacha of Ruchnius for Shimshon David Lipa ben Yehudis Bela. Say the Taniyos Ketzat. So now this is one of the longest Mishnayos that I can remember. It goes all the way for most of today. But it's only Mishnah. Mishnayos are easy, B'derech Klal, and this one included. Say the Taniyos Ketzat. What do you do with these Tanesim? So the Gemara is going to tell us, and we discuss this, we're talking about the final Tanesim down here, the seven. What do you do? You see this? You go, you take the Aron Kodesh, you just, whatever you have here, you take the whole Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah, everything, bring it outside, in the middle of the street. And you take ashes from a fire, burnt mikla, not just dirt or dust. You take, like we do for a chasen, yeah? We burn something, a tissue, then we put it on the Aron Kodesh. Uberoish Hanasi, and then we take it, we put it on the head of the Nasi, Uberoish Avbezdin, and on the head of the Avbezdin. V'cholechad v'echad v'oisim b'roishad. And everybody takes some of this ashes and puts it on his head. I want to show you a fascinating Tosfos. You're not going to believe your eyes. It's one of these wild Tosfosim on the Tezvav Amud Beis. Please turn the page. The little Tosfos on the bottom. V'noisnin eifer agabe, and it says on the side, this belongs to the Mishnah, we're not jumping ahead. You take a human bone and you burn it and you make ashes. This is for that Akedah and the Akedah had bones of Yitzchak. Where are you going to find a human bone that you could actually burn? Are you allowed to burn a human? Yeah, a guy is nifter, you're going to take his body and burn it so you can put it on somebody's head? Now, if you're going to tell me it's a mistake, Taisus, maybe that. So, there's another Taisus. Efer Mikla, Tafta Zayin, Omid Aleph. Same exact thing. Efer Havo, Midova, Anisra, Batsomi, Solo. Anyways, the Yavetz asked the question. Everybody's dealing with this. Fact, someone, the question is like this. If you have Loyalenu, the ashes from Auschwitz, do you have to bury them halachically? Do you have to bury them? Are they, if they did a cremation by mistake, let's say, do you bury those ashes? You have to. So they want to prove from Tosfos over here that you don't have to. Look, you could take it and put it on somebody's head. Anyways, there's a nidah. I'm just saying this is one of those Tosfos that literally you have to scratch your head to understand what's going on here. Someone at that, what? Yeah, this is true. Exactly. After the war. So I think what comes out is the bottom line about the war, but to get to the war, to obviously we're going to bury the ashes at Kavod HaMeis and this and that, but whether or not you mechuyev to, that's the question. Are you mechuyev to? What? The soul, right, that's what you're saying. So, what? Okay. So, and some want to say, you know, you have that little bone in there that cannot be burnt, and if you, the laws, you can't say different things, but someone even say that Tosfos, there's an Aleph in Tosfos, me'etzem Aleph. And Aleph doesn't mean Adam, it means Ayal. Because some of the Achronim said, look, they didn't burn Yitzchak. He didn't have bones. There was Ayal. It was wood that was burned. So bring wood. Okay, fine. There's a whole need. I'm just saying, just again, my job is to bring the interesting stuff, the shockers. Do whatever you want to do with it. Fine. Zok the Gemara. We're holding the Mishnah. Hazok in Shabbahen. Take an elder person. He says things that are pressing. It's a lashon of lichboish, to press the olives, to press the heart. Achenu, and he says to them, Hashem didn't see by Ninveh the clothing they're wearing, the chitzoinis they were wearing. Unbelievable. He looked at their actions. Actions speak louder than words. Doesn't matter how long your coat is and how long your beard is. That doesn't matter. What matters is inside. Did you do tshuva or you didn't do tshuva? Ubekabalo oimer v'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. V'al means no and not, right? You should tear your heart. You should do tshuva inside, and then you don't have to tear your clothing. Rashi over there says, just if you do tshuva, then you don't have to come on. You'll avoid all the problems. The famous Dubne Magid, right? Guys wanted to do business. They had a great idea. They're going to smuggle things over the border, pretending that they're going to Levaya. So it worked out very well. They smuggled in a dead body in a coffin. And they went through. They made a lot of money. Kids are a few times. One time, they're like, stop. Open up the... He says, what's going on? You can't open up. Cover that mate. No, open up right now. So what are you talking about? We have a dead person here. You're not allowed over there. Open it up. What happened was, he says, I noticed you guys, every Levi that goes by, everybody's crying. You guys are not crying. You're not crying. You're going to have to sit in jail now. Says the magnet, if they would have cried, they would have saved themselves all the tzaras, all the... First you cry. If you cry, then you can get out of it. If you don't... You can't cry now. They start crying, oh, we're in jail. It's too late. Cry beforehand, then you don't have to cry afterwards. That's what it says over here. V'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. If you tear your heart, you cry, you do tshuva, then you don't have to worry about your clothing. You don't have to do any kriya on your clothing. Omdu b'tfila. They started davening. Now, interesting, when you have these fast days, there's a special tefillah called, you're not going to believe it, Ni'ilah. Not only Ni'ilah in Kippur, but Ni'ilah on these fast days. And I saw, I have to say this, I know, it's because it's Matzah Shabbos, there's more and more Mises. We have unlimited time. We're going to 12 o'clock tonight. L'kavod, the Chassan said that Reb Osher Arieli, L'kavod Chanukah, he gives 15 extra minutes in a shir. That's the gift he gives the Talmidim. Reb Osher, here we go. It's Erev Chanukah. Yeah, I'll do 20 minutes. Reb Osher is nothing. 15. I'm 20. Let's even compete with me. Anyways, real quickly, just the halacha about tefillah. I thought it was amazing. By tefillah, you have to wear nice clothing, special clothing. You wear clean clothes. One of the things has to be naki. So one day, Reb Eliashiv was bending down on the floor to do bedikas chametz, and he got really dirty. So his enikol said, here, he knew how much Reb Eliashiv was makpid on, you know, Reb Eliashiv was very, so he said, let me wash the, he says, no, this is not dirt. This is not what the halacha says. This is dirt of a mitzvah. That's different. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky passes also that if somebody's painting a shul and he gets a bunch of paint on his clothing, that's paint of a mitzvah. That's not dirt. And you dive a mincha like that. No problem. All right. Zokti Gemara. Moiridin lefnei ateva zokim viragil. So you take, who davens? You take a zaken, an older person, viragel, somebody who knows how to daven, he doesn't fumf in the words, v'yeshle bonim, and he has children. Now Rashi says, you would think beisoreikam means he's poor. No. Beisoreikam, as the Gemara is going to say at the end, means that he doesn't have averus. Kidei she'eli beisholem betfilo. Because it goes together. If he's poor, then his heart is broken and he'll daven. No. At the end of the day, it's talking about a person. I'm cheating. I'm telling you the end of the Gemara. There's 24 brachas. How do you get to 24? It's 6 plus 18. Regular 8. Another 6. The Pella is, if we start counting now, it's not 6. Shalom Aleichem, Mazel Tov. Now, I'm going to do the counting for you. If you count, Elohein, it's going to come out to 7, not 6. So what we need to understand is very, very simple. Where do we stick in all these brachas, Rabbi Yisai? Right over here, between Goyel Yisrael and Refa'enu. That's where everything fits in. However, in Goyel Yisrael, this bracha, since we add extra stuff, Aneinu, Lekei Avram, Aneinu, and Bar, So this is considered one bracha by itself. So we ignore Goyal Yisrael and we stick in six brachas over here. But the Mishnah has to describe what Goyal Yisrael is. So total we have seven. So let's see inside. Zichroinois v'shoifrois. The Mishnah is going to say it quickly and then explain it nicely. Zichroinois v'shoifrois, mamish like a Rosh Hashanah. Zichroinois and shoifrois. Malchus not because Malchus doesn't make sense on a tainus. Yimam lecha kodesh baruch on Rosh Hashanah, not on a tainus. El Hashem bat saroso li karose v'yaneini. And then you say, Esa einai elohorim, mimamakim karosicha Hashem, tfil elohani ki atoi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You don't have to say Zichronis V'Shoifros. That's Rosh Hashanah. Instead of those, you say Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz, Dever Kiyah, Psukim that have to do with famine and Dever. Asher Oye Dvar Hashem Yirmiyol Al Dever Yabatzoretz. Fine. V'Oimer Choismeyim, and for each bracha, you say whatever is appropriate to finish off the bracha. Al Rishoino. Now, Al Rishoino Raboisai is going back to Goyal Yisrael. That's Rishoino. Hoimer mi shonas Avram Baharam in Rio. Hu yaneschem Vishma Bekot Sakaschem Hayoim Azeh Barchat Hashem Goyal Yisrael. Now I looked it up. It's very interesting because I was just curious. We say a bunch of Anenu Hashem Gino Anenu a lot, but when we say Tachluye Yilodim Tachluye, you know, Boishev Chavurav Umlaal Priyo. You know what I'm talking about? Over there, it's the six over here. Then, for some reason, those six made it. And that's the only, we only do the first six. So, Mishon is Avram and Amir, Yanan is Chemishma, because Yom is it. Baruch Ata Hashem, Goyal Yisrael. You see? So that's this bracha over here of Revan Yenu, Goyal Yisrael. Next, Al Shni Oymer, Mishon is Avisenu Al Yamsuf, Hu Yanan is Chem, the one who answered our forefathers on the Yam Suf, Vishma called Tzakaschem, Ayom Azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Zoycher Anishkochois. Okay, so you Messiahim with what's relative to that bracha. Al Shlish is Oymer, Misha Ono is Yeshua Ba Gilgal, Hu Yane Eschem. What happened with Yeshua Ba Gilgal? That's referring to Yerichoi. Yerichoi, the Shoifrois, the wall came down, Hu Yane Eschem, Vishma, Ba Kol Tzakaschem, Ayom Azeh. So what do you finish on? Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Atrua. That has to do with the Shofar. Yerichoi, Shofar. Al Rabbi Zoymer. Mi Sha'ono Eshmuel Ba'mitzvah, Hu Yane Eschem, V'yishma, B'kol Tzakasim. Over here we stick in the Shira Malis, Batzor, Koroso. Hayoyim Azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Atzo'oko. Al HaChamish Zoymer. Mi Sha'ono Es Eliyo Bahara Carmel. So over here we say it's Hara Carmel. So what Shira Malis coincides with Hara Carmel? Esoyinai Elohorim. 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 To the mountains. Bahara Carmel Yad Eschem Yishma Bekot Zakaschem Yom Ezeh Baruch Ata Hashem Shemei Atfila. Al Ashish is Hoimer, Mi Shaono, Es Yoino, Mimei Hadogo, Hu Yane Eschem, Yishma Bekot Zakaschem Ayoim Azeh. So, Mimei Hadogo, he was inside, deep inside the fish. So, what do you say? Mimamakim Krosicho Hashem. And on that, you finish off. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hoi Nebeis Tzara. Al Shvi is Hoimer, Mi Shaono, Es David, Es Shloimer, Bino Birushlaim, Hu Yane Eschem, Yishma Bekot Zakaschem Ayoim Azeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMerachim Alo Oretz. In the time of David and Shlomo, there was a famine, and whoever answered that, Rabbi Isai. So, if you go all the way back, we have to go back for a second, because it says over here, right before it says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mimamakim Krosich Hashem, and then we say, Tfilo Le'oni Kiyata. We have to sing the song. It's Motzei Shabbos, we have to sing the song. You ready? Put everybody together. You know the words? Anybody? Anybody know the song? Nikiyatoi Lefnei Hashem Yishpo Yifsichoi Tefilo Lio Nikiyavatoi Lefnei Hashem Yishpo Yifsichoi
Hashem Shimon the Philosophy. Veshavasi Eilecha Savoy Al Taste Ponecha Mineni Mihyoy Tzali Hoy Hashem Shabbosi Elecha Savavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav
Shkoya, Maisa, Bimei, Rabbi Chalavta. Now we turn to the Pesvav on base. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyon, don't get too excited. It's not a big Maisa. It just means this was the minhag. Shav arechol lefnei ateva v'gomers habracha kula. So there was a chazan, what we call a chazan, he's over lefnei ateva. V'lo yonu achar v'amin. They didn't answer amen, but they did answer. What did they answer? Baruch Shem Kivoy Machuzi Leilam Ba'ed, like they did in the Beis Hamikdash. Shkoyach. Tiku Hakoyhanim Tiku. What does that mean? So, without Rashi, without understanding what's going on here, it's hard to understand. There's somebody else. Here, I made a little chart here. There's a Baal Tefila, what we call a Chazan, but we'll call him Baal Tefila. He's saying, me, Shonas Avram, and Baruch Atah Hashem, Goy Yisrael. There's a guy called the Chazan. Chazan is a Shamish. Somebody else. He's the older guy that has children, that doesn't have any Chataim, etc. Then he repeats, and he says, Rabbi Isai, Tiku Koyhanim Tiku. You have to blow a shofar. And notice the Lashon. Tiku means Tekia, Teruah, Tekia. Tiku. And then he finishes off and he continues, Mi Shonis Avram. So after him, he repeats. Okay. Tiku Hakoyhanim. Rabbi Folder. Tell me afterwards if the other shiurim you got it this klar. Mishonas Avraham Avinu Bahar Meiria Huyane Eschem Vishma Bekol Tzakaschem Hayoyim Hazeh. And then they blew the shofar. First the Chazan, the Gnachma. The Chazan says it. He's going to Israel. There's no blowing shofar yet. The guy that the Gemara calls Chazan, not what we call Chazan. Some other, the Shamish. He's the Gabbai of the Shul. He repeats it and he says it, and then they blow the shofar. Sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of my mother, Gail F. Rathner, Abigail Gidda ben Pesach, V'chava Rivka, and turning to the Daf Tzvav and Beis, sponsored anonymously as a schush for Shiduchim for my siblings and myself. And now listen to this Lashon. Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu. Now he gets to this, he starts with the brachas, the six brachas. The Baal Tefila finishes bracha number one, after Goyal Yisrael, which is bracha number two, finishes the bracha. Now the Chazan steps in. He says, Hariyu. You see the difference in Lashon? Before he said, Tiku. Now he says, Hariyu. Hariyu is a Lashon of Shvarim. Do Shvarim. Tkiya Shvarim. According to Rashi. Hariyu b'nei Aaron Hariyu. And then he says, Mishon is Aviseinu al Yam Suvu Yane Eschem Yishma B'kot Tzakaschem Ayom Azeh. And they blow the shofar. About regarding the Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusay Le'olam Va'ed. Why? What business is not to say Amen and Baruch Shem Kivoy Machusay that we reserve for the Beis Hamikdash? Fine. So they should answer Amen. But this idea of the Baal Tefila saying it and the Chazan repeating, that's fine. Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos Anshei Mishma Misanav Lo Mashlimim. So going back to here. You have the first series of fasts to see if we could get the rain to come. So the Mishnah says, Anshi Mishmar Misanav Mishlim. Going, so we have to explain this real quickly. There's 24 Mishmaris. The Kohanim are divided into 24 groups of people, families, and each week, one mishmar takes over the whole week. But you can't have a whole family doing the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. It's too many people, large families. They divide them into days. L'chaira, 6 days. Okay, some say seven. I remember six. Okay, six. So the Anshi Mishmar, those who are part of this Mishmeres, Misanim Veloy Mashlimim. So we have two things. We have Beis Av and Anshi Mishmar. Beis Av are those who are doing, performing the Avodah today. Beis Mishmar is, they're getting ready. They'll perform the Avodah tomorrow, the day after. But what if there's an overload for the Beis Av? They can't handle too many karbanis. So the Beis Mishmar, that family steps in and takes over and helps them. Therefore, they're sort of part of it. They're on standby. Thank you. They're on standby. So Anshi Mishmar Misanim Veloy Mashlimim. So if you're on standby, you fast, but you don't finish the day because just in case they need you to work, you can't be weak. Anshi Beis Av, those performing the Avodah, Loyam Misanim Klal. We're going to go in Madregas over here. Sholish Nios. It just gets harder and harder. The second series of three fasts, Anshei Mishmar Misanim Umashlimim, you hear? We just stepped it up. Before, the people that are on standby, they don't fast completely. They break their fast somewhere in the day. Over here, standby people finish the fast. Anshei Beis Av Misanim V'loy Mashlimim. Also, we step it up. Before, the Anshei Av didn't fast at all, zero. They had a nice fat breakfast. Now, no. They're going to fast a little bit, but they're not going to break the fast before the end of the day. Shevachroino is, now we have to step it up even more. The final seven fast, everybody fasts and completes the fast. There's no breaking the fast. This is serious stuff. It didn't rain in a long time. Everybody has to fast. Chachamim, everything, we're going to step it up. But they start from an easier position. That what? The first three, nobody fasts at all. Everybody has a good breakfast. No one, meaning the people in the Beis HaMikdash, even those on standby. Sholish Niyos, now we have to step it up. The second series of fasts, then the guys on standby, they fast a little bit and they break their fast somewhere. And the people doing that vayda, they don't fast at all. Shevach roinos, but the second, the last series of fasts, anche mishmar misanim umashlimim. Before Rabbi Shua said everybody fasts and finishes the fast, not according to Chachamim, because they started at an easier position. Now they just build it up to here. That what? Anche mishmar misanim umashlimim. The ones on standby, they have to finish the fast completely. Anche beisav misanim umashlimim. However, the ones performing the Avodah, listen, they need koichas. It's hard to do the Avodah. Schlep the animals all the way up the ramp, up and down. They fast, but they don't finish the fast. They break the fast. Anshei Mishmar, mutarim l'shteis yayim b'leilois. A kohen has a problem doing the Avodah after he drinks. So if the day is over, they see they're not needed. They're on standby. Their standby is over, so they can take a nice drink. Balaylo. Avaloy bayomim, not during the day, they're on standby. Banchi bisav, loy bayomim, loy balaylo. Those performing the avodah can't do any drinking at all. Anshi mishmar. The anshi maimod. Here we go. What's anshi maimod, Rabbi Isai? Anshi maimod, to remind the oilom, we had a few times.
They stood
guard. Yes. Okay, but listen, you have an art school over there. It's not fair. I'm kidding. Very good. But I asked the question before. Where were you before? You made me. Now everybody that didn't get to this part, you say the guns of the Rebbe Shemesh. They don't know it. Fine. No, we had it a few times. It's hard to remember. That's why. Yedias. Anshi Mishmar, Anshi Maimed means every single day we bring the carbon tumah twice. But it's for all of Klal Yisrael. So all of Klal Yisrael should be there. When you bring a carbon, you have to be present. So what we do, not all of Klal Yisrael could be there. We send the Shliach, Shluchim. They stand there by the tumah. So we have a bunch of Yisrael people that are there for all of Klal Yisrael representing. Those representatives are called Anshei Maimad. They're there watching the Karban Talmud every day. Anshei Maimed, if you're a representative, asurim milasaper umilachavis, you cannot cut your hair, you can't go to the barber, and you can't wash your clothing. I want to tell you a quick story, Motsa Shabbos. It really, I wanted to say it on Omer Aleph, but you know, it was too much on Omer Aleph. When we were talking about guys with the langa reklach and the frocks and the nice hats and this and that, and the Akash Baruch cares about the heart. But anyway, it's a story that should shake us up a little bit. There was a guy a barber in Yerushalayim, and Rishon Shvadron went to him and begged him to close his shop on Shabbos, and he refused to listen. And the guy made it to the hospital. He was dying in the hospital or something. Rishon Shvadron, with another guy, went to visit him and said, listen, I'll make a deal with you. I'll daven for you that you should be healed. You have to promise me you're going to close your store. Deal. So the guy got better. The guy closed his store. Kept his side of the deal. A little while later, Reb Shlomo Shvadron notices that he's open. He goes in and he says, what's going on? He says, listen, I had yard site, and I went to the Shtiblach, and I was davening over there on the yard site of my father. And there were two guys there with the whole levush, the whole thing, and they were bothering me. They were disturbing me. They were counting money and this and that. So I said something to them. And the guy said, shut up, mind your own business, go weiter. And that's it, I'm done. So Shlomo Shvadron said, imagine, these two guys go up to Shemayim, and they said, what about the Chil Shabbos that you did? Chil Shabbos? I'm the first guy to have Ganah every year. What do you mean, Chil Shabbos? He said, no. Because of you, there's a guy that kept his store open for 20 years. 20 years of Chil Shabbos on your cheshbon. Because he said, you represent the Frum Yid, and because of you, he's not. Now, obviously, that guy is going to get his Zaynish for whatever, but also the guy that helped out a little bit and gave him the push to be Mechal Shabbos, not me, I didn't make this up. Anyway, Zog the Gemara. It's unbelievable. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility. Who? How long? Last Friday? Oh, 2 days ago. Ah, wow. Didn't know. Yishkoich Rishon Shvadron's yard sale was this Friday. Psh. See? Bashert. Just went down the wrong pipe. That's it. Not a big deal. Anyway, in Chamishi Mutarim, no, just kidding. The Chamishi Mutarim, quick Shabbos. Too much litzas. Having too much fun here. The Chamishi Mutarim, quick Shabbos. It happened. Like, it's the first time. You remember in the last 3 years, has it ever happened? It's gonna happen. B'chamishi mutarim mipnei kvoid haShabbos. Oh, now Thursday you're allowed to go to the barber. When do you go to the barber usually? On Thursday, because Friday you're too busy with shopping, this and that. La locha, it's actually better to go to the barber on Friday early in the day, obviously not after chatzos. But if you can't, you do it on Thursday. Kol hakosim b'megilas tainus deloy lemispad lefonav aser. Any halacha. Any halacha brought down in Megillas Tainus, we discussed Megillas Tainus. It shows all the Yomim Tovim, the Klal Yisrael was saved here and saved there. And these are special days that you can't fast and you can't make a hesped. Lufan of Asr. I thought it was fascinating. I saw in the back of the Gemara, I don't know if you have it. If you have an Oiz V'Hadar, blue, brown, any type, you can look on Daf Tes over here. It's on top of the Rishash. I couldn't believe it. I saw this today. He says, I'm going to read this to you. I just thought it was Pella. It's not as good as Shruli's November 22nd, but it's interesting. It says, V'godol echod, v'yirani v'divri echay odom, v'reish hilchas Chanukah, shekosav shom, d'be'erev Chanukah mutter l'sanois, u'mekomakon behesped asr. What are we right now? Today's Erev Chanukah. And he brings it on this staff, on this Amud. And it actually mentions Chanukah in the Mishnah in a second, but I thought this is even more. This is Erev Chanukah, that the Chaya Adam says that you're not, that you are, let me just get the words, Mutter L'Sanos, you're allowed to fast, but you can't do Hesped. And he says it must be a mistake, a Tov Sofer, because it's the exact opposite. You're allowed to give a Hesped, but you're not allowed to fast. Fasting is more, Kitzer. I'm just saying it's interesting that it's brought down on today's daf on Erev Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, sorry. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Lefano V'Lachar V'Asur, you can't, if you have a day, one of these special days, like Hanukkah, which is the only one that remains with, together with Purim, but what are the special days? You can't fast or make a hesped the day before and the day after lekavod this special yontif. The loyalis ano, but if it's a day in this Megillah Tainus that says you shouldn't fast, not you shouldn't make a hesped, just fast. Lefano V'Lachar V'Mutar. Then, oh, he should do my quote. It's not that chashev. No, it's not even on the same. November 22nd, the only time mentioned in Shulchan Aruch a non-Jewish date ever, November 22nd. And it was the sugya on November 22nd. That's phenomenal. Zokti Gemara. Lefanav la'achrav mutar. Rabbi Yossi Yoyim, lefanav asur la'achrav mutar. Okay. You don't start a fast day on Thursday. And we had the other Rashi here, he doesn't really say it, but over there, Rashi held that they're going to use smaller measurements. But the point is, they're going to start charging more money. When they see Thursday night, you have to break a fast, and also you have to make a meal for Shabbos, people are going to start chopping up. Start chopping up. The store owners start raising the prices. Hello, that's why you don't start them fast on Thursday. What you do is Monday, Thursday, Monday. So this man, this Tanakhama holds. The second set is Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Rabbi Yossi, this is how we paskin. Everything starts on a Monday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Monday, Thursday. Over here also, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And over here also, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Monday. Okay, fine. Ein goizrin tainis alatzim b'brosh chadashim b'chanukah b'purim. Ma'amish b'furish in the Mishnah. You don't make a tainis on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and on Purim. B'mitchilu ein mafsikin. However, let's say you had a whole series of fasts and one of them falls out on Chanukah. Okay, what are you going to do? You continue. Dirin Gamliel. Omer Rebbei Avapi Shomer Rebbei Gamliel ein mafsikin. Moidahaya she'ein mashlimim. He says, listen. Let's say we started a week ago, we started Monday, Thursday, Monday, and we forgot it's Chanukah. So now that Chanukah comes, Rav Gamliel says you should fast. Says Rav Meir, you fast, but you got to break the fast. Make sure you have a nice Sufganiyah on Chanukah. B'chein Tisha B'Av, Shechal Yisber, Shabbos, the same thing. Erev Shabbos, like we said, today it never happens. Tisha B'Av never falls out on a Friday, but let's say it did, then we don't fast the entire Tisha B'Av, we break our fast. Says the Gemara, says the Tanya, gets them into the Teva. Va'filu b'kam Aisa. What, you take out the Aron Kodesh, even on the first series? Says the Gemara, v'reminu, shalish Tanya, zav rishonis, v'shniyos, nichnasin, lebeis ha'knesses. The first two sets, you go into the shul, u'mispam, k'dech shemispam, k'la shana kulo. What does that mean? A regular Shemoneh Esrei, not 24 brachas. U'b'sheva achroi, noiz mitzim sateva. Only in the Sheva Achrayna is then you take out the Sefer Torah. So you see Mefurish, not in the beginning, only at the seven and the last seven one. Umispaler, L'Rechoy V'Shalir. V'noiz Nemefer Al-Gabet Teva, you take ashes, you put on top of the Aron Kodesh. Like a sign of Tzar. We're going to see soon. What happened? That was just a question. If you saw ashes on an Aron Kodesh, what would you do? You'd laugh, you'd be sad. What would happen? We're going to see what a Tana. What happened when Natana saw ashes on Aron Kodesh? He shook. His body shook. Says the Gemara, V'noyis den efer agave ha-teva b'roish u'b'roish nasi u'b'roish ha-bezdin v'kol lecha v'echa noyit v'noyis b'roisho. You should take some of this efer and put on your head. R'nasa noyimer efer miklaim hein mevi'in. They brought ashes from a fire. Omer ha-popo kitanam ha-mesnisin ha-sheva achronis nan enoch anami. It's the Mishnah is talking about the final seven Tanesim, not in the beginning. Uberosh Nasi. First, he put it on the Nasi. Then afterwards, everybody else. Beroshoi. Everybody puts it on their head. Eini. Vasan, Vasanyo, Rebbe Oimer. Bigdulo, Matchilim and Agadol. If it's something important, you start with the Chosh of a guy. Ubiklala. But if it's something terrible, Matchilim and Agadol. Start from the little guy. First, he started over there when another interview and Iftar. So he started, Moshe started, it's not a klala. So he started with Aaron, who's the gadol. And Lazar is summer. When it comes to something bad, you start from the younger one. from the smaller one. But chila niskal nachash. First, the snake got cursed. V'achgach niskal chava. V'achgach niskal Adam. Adam was greater than Chava. He was there first. She came from his rib. B'kitzer, Adam was last. Ha'chashivus did he do? Says the Gemara. So why is it that the Nasi gets the Afer first? It's a bad thing. He should be last, like Adam. Says the Gemara, no, it's actually covered for him. The Amri Lu, because they tell him, so to speak, they're telling him, Atun chashivisu l'mivei alon rachmei akula alma. You should daven for the whole world. So in other words, we're asking you to daven for everybody, so that's a chashivis for him. I don't know what the girsais are here. I have so much going on here. I don't know. Kolechad ve'echad noitel b'roishoy. Okay, whatever it says here. Nasi v'avbezdin naminish gulinu v'ninchu b'roshayu. Why is it that other people put the ashes on the avbezdin and on the nasi? Put it on your own head, like everybody else does. Ma'ashe the shogulinu shachinu manachlu. Amir Abba the minki. Sorry, the last line on the bottom. And edoyme mizbaish mi'atzmoy l'mizbaish mi'acherim. When somebody gives you the shtach, somebody puts it on you and embarrasses you, that's a lot more embarrassing, that's a lot more of achna. And where do we put it on? The exact same spot that we put the tefillin. By the way, I've seen people, but if you have long hair, it doesn't go where your hair ends. It goes by the end of the roots. Your tefillin shouldn't be past the end of your roots. It shouldn't be on your forehead. Akaparim should be right around here, like where the baby's head is soft. Welcome to Tefillin Shenemar. Losum la'avei tzion. Loseis lam pe'er. Pe'er. Pe'er chavayish alech. Pe'er is tefillin. Tachas Efer, you should wear tefillin instead of the Efer. In other words, the Efer was instead of the tefillin. Tefillin instead of the Efer. Have a wonderful evening, a wonderful week. We'll see you tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, at 7:15.